this is your Polycast for Tuesday, August 7th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, family members want answers about a man killed by police in St. Paul, and FarmFest gets underway. The primary challengers in the special election for U.S. Senate get their one shot at the party-endorsed candidates today on the debate stage at FarmFest. Tim Pugmire has more.
University of Minnesota law professor Richard Painter is challenging Senator Tina Smith in the DFL primary. The FarmFest candidate forum is the first and only time they'll face each other before next Tuesday's primary. DFLer Nick Leonard is also on the program. On the Republican side, Bob Anderson has been longing for a debate with the party's endorsed candidate Karen Housley. Anderson bills himself as an outsider.
I like the fact that I'm a hybrid candidate, that a lot of my issues resonate with people from all walks of life, and I'll be able to attract the same type of voters that our President Donald J. Trump did.
Candidates from four of the state's congressional districts are scheduled to appear at an afternoon FarmFest session. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The head of the Minneapolis Police Union says the appearance of uniformed officers in a Tim Pawlenty campaign ad photo was not improper. Lieutenant Bob Kroll says the Federation frequently endorses candidates for office. Pawlenty, a former Republican governor, is running again for the office he left in 2011. Kroll says many of the officers in the photo with Pawlenty are members of the Federation's board.
On any of our endorsements, we will give it to them, and the candidate can use it however they see fit, including, you know, photo opportunities with us, commercials, postcards, flyers, you name it.
In the ad, Pawlenty pledged to enforce immigration laws, but Kroll says Minneapolis police will still adhere to the city's policy, which prohibits officers from acting as agents of federal immigration enforcement. The State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has named two St. Paul police officers involved in a fatal shooting Sunday in the Summit University neighborhood. Both Matthew Jones and Vincent Adams have been with the department for 5 years. The BCA says the officers responded to a call about multiple shots fired at an apartment, and they shot and killed 43-year-old William Hughes. NPR's Kathy Werzer talked with reporter Brant Williams about what the BCA is saying.
We have very few details so far. The BCA has said that those two officers were called about 2:30 a.m. on Sunday to an apartment building that's along I-94 near Victoria Street. They were responding to a call that there were multiple shots that had been fired on the upper floor of a building. Now, the agency has said that the officers entered a porch, they knocked on an inside door, and that Hughes came out of another door. And they say the officers fired a short time later, and Hughes died at the scene. Now, investigators say there was a gun recovered. They say both officers were wearing body cameras, which captured the shooting. And we also know from our reporting that Officer Matthew Jones is the son of St. Paul Police Officer Tim Jones, who was killed in a fatal on-duty shooting back in 1994.
Now, the family of the man came forward yesterday at a vigil in Minneapolis. What do they have to say?
Well, the family said in a statement that William Hughes, also known as Billy, was a member of the White Earth Nation of Anishinaabe. They also said he shouldn't have been shot by the police. They said it was a tragedy. And they also made a list of demands.
What were those demands?
So they want the authorities to release all the video, the audio. They want the shot spotter information. They also are calling for a change in the rules that govern the use of force, both in state law and police department policies. And here's Adana Thompson. She's a cousin of Hughes, and she read from this prepared statement last night.
We demand an audit of officers' actions as they relate to SPPD's use of force policy. We demand an independent third-party investigation of this incident, as the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is not a credible investigative agency for police use of force.
And also, Mayor Melvin Carter has also said that he wants that police body camera video released to the public.
And he says he's working to get that done. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. What were the other members of the family saying about Billy Hughes?
So a woman who identified herself as Hughes's aunt, her name is Kathy Ficken. She said Billy was a good guy. She said he spent a lot of time with his grandmother. And when she was asked by reporters for her reaction when she heard of Hughes's death, this is what she said.
I said, not again, you know, because my other nephew, Phil Quinn, they killed him too a couple years ago. And they, I don't know, when is it going to stop? They have to stop, you know? They're ruining everybody's life, my family's, everybody's.
Now, she's referring to the St. Paul police shooting in 2015 of Philip Quinn. Now, he was holding a screwdriver, and officers in that case were not criminally charged. A grand jury found that the officer was justified in killing Quinn, and family members had called 911 for help because they said Quinn was having a mental health crisis.
Do we expect any developments in this case today?
Well, we'll see if there's going to be anything else coming out from the BCA, but family members and activists have called for a protest tonight outside the Western District Police Station in St. Paul at 6 p.m.
That's reporter Brent Williams talking to Kathy Werzer. In some news reported elsewhere today, the online news outlet The Intercept cites unidentified staffers who say Attorney General Lori Swanson pressured office staff into working on her campaigns and rewarded those who did with raises and promotions. Swanson is now seeking the DFL nomination for governor. The story notes that it's not illegal for politicians to invite their employees to get involved with their campaigns, but Minnesota law bars the use of official authority or influence to compel employees to engage in political activity. Ruth Stanek, a spokesperson for Swanson's campaign, said the allegations are categorically false and that additional questions should be directed to the Attorney General's office. A spokesperson for that office, Ben Wagsland, told The Intercept that anyone who volunteers on a political campaign must do so on their own time, and that the office does not consider an employee's participation in the political process or lack thereof in determining raises and promotions. He declined to answer specific follow-up questions unless The Intercept would name the employees that they interviewed. It's been more than a decade since Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman faced a threat to keep his job as Hennepin County's chief prosecutor. But a story in MinnPost notes that DFLers endorsed Minneapolis lawyer Mark Hazy over Freeman back in May. The new energy around the race not only marks the first major test for Freeman in 12 years, it's also a shift in the DFL party as a new form of progressive activism shakes up once sleepy races. Hennepin County Commissioner Peter McLaughlin also failed to receive the DFL endorsement. That's the first time that's happened in 27 years. You can read about it in MinnPost. And that is your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.